Okay, so hi guys, this is Joshua Kimfolong, PK Dr. Kel, and we are on Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy.
You know the vibes.
Okay, so hi guys, yeah. You guys are welcome again to Unscripted with Timmy, and we have Joshua Akinfolam, PKA Dr. Kel, yeah. Back with me on Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy, yeah. And yeah. We're glad to be here.
Yeah,
we're good. It's good to be here. It's good to be here, Maji.
Yeah.
So today, right, to jump right into Mirror Conversations, we want to discuss something I think is very important.
Yeah.
If you stay in Nigeria or in Africa, or
you just have a black skin.
Yes. you will need what we're about to speak about.
Yeah, really.
All right.
Really.
So, Mirror Conversations, like I said, these are conversations you need to have. I've repeated these things, so I'm even tired. Mm. These are conversations you need to have with yourself that makes you a better version of yourself.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, really.
And today, we're talking about building resilience and coping skills. All right. Yeah. So, yeah. We hope that at the end of this episode, what I've spoken about a few coping mechanisms,
yeah,
and life hacks.
Yeah.
But more importantly, to start, we would like to talk about the importance of this and how this is very important in this generation and how this is significant to you. All right.
Yeah.
So I hope that at the end of this episode you'll have learned a thing or two. Okay. For those that have been sharing our episodes, thank you so much. God bless you. Please keep sharing and let it reach a wider audience. All right.
Yeah.
If that being said,
yeah,
with no more with,
further ado,
I do. I don't know that quote, but yeah, with,
no further ado. Let's get right into it.
So,
okay,
resilience,
yeah,
building resilience. This is important because, you know, life will always show you
shaggy. Very true.
I wish I could speak about this in a more, how do I put it now, refined way that makes it look better than I just put it. But to put it simply and clearly, life will constantly test your faith, your conviction, your convictions, and
yeah,
your resilience,
yeah,
your mental strength,
yeah,
your mental capacity.
Yeah.
So I think this is something that has become consistent over the years. I found so many people, when faced with life challenges, cave. Now, you know, like we've learned now, you don't blame a man that goes down because you don't know what he has gone through,
yeah,
and you don't want to go through what he has gone through.
Very true.
All right, you don't know what brings a man down. So I think it's very important that we're talking about this. But I want to ask you, Kel, what do you think majorly, how do you think that you matured into a more resilient version of yourself?
Okay.
You know, like how did you go about it? Because, you know, for so many people still living in the delusion of,
yeah,
life is fair,
yeah,
you know,
karma
and yeah, stuff like that.
What goes around comes around. Stuff,
wow,
ridiculous things. Yeah.
So, yeah, how do you think you really mature into it?
I'll say first of all, I got honest with myself.
Yeah.
Considering the fact that I'm a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm also a firstborn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got really acquainted with the horrifics of life right on time.
Your gender.
Yeah. My
it
gender, really. And there was something someone said to me that I found really profound. He said that when life throws you lemons, and now said, why does life throw? Why does it not give? He said, life throws. Sometimes you are not waiting to catch.
You're not ready
for it. If you were ready, life would give you lemons, but life throws lemons at you
unexpectedly.
So, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the concept life is fair, I think, is not true. I think it's unbalanced.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it half truth? Yes, but is it fully true? I don't think so, because I learned on time.
Mm-hmm.
I faced some really tough years.
Yeah,
and I found out that life is not really fair.
It isn't really fair. Right.
Maybe in Christ it is.
We have
but
more like a level.
We have an advantage.
Yeah.
Right. But I am telling you, you have to at some point build up yourself.
Yeah.
You have to have a level of mental capacity to face life head on,
yeah,
regardless of challenges,
yeah,
upsides, downsides. You have to have a stable, consistent mentality,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to get through life at the very least.
Totally, I agree. And then there's this thing also that I realized, that nobody's pain proof.
You are not.
You really aren't.
You are not.
And you cannot. Okay, we usually say this stuff. There is no amount of heads up that I want to give you that can prepare you for what life has for you.
Ah, Jesus, this is so important. You guys, I told some folks, I learned very early that. Yeah. And I think I've said it on Monday at the leadership workshop.
Yeah.
I said, knowledge cannot absorb you of experience.
It can't.
It cannot prevent experience, because no matter how much you know, nothing prepares you for what you eventually will experience.
Yeah.
I wish we could put this in better terms and not be as blunt as this.
Really?
But we're trying to establish,
there's no two ways about it,
a fact that life can be unfair,
will be unfair.
You better be ready. Because there was one day that there was something that one of my mentors said, Mayo Mikon, amazing man of God. Shout out to Mayo Mikon. And Mayo Mikon said something. He said, when we say daily preparations for life, when we say read every day, when we say pray every day, when we say keep at your daily schedules and keep at it daily, it is because the day life comes for you, you better be ready.
Yeah,
because it comes for some people, and that is literally their head.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Yeah. I have seen people 100%. Get sunk into depression and ended their own life. It's not cap.
Facts.
That depression and ended their life. There's a particular story, alright, in the Bible that Pastor Aaron said, my Apostle Manuel Aaron.
Shout out to Apostle Aaron.
I love you so much, sir. He said, you can wear the devil out. What's the story about this man that was digging wells? I think it was Isaac.
Yeah.
Digging wells, and they will cover it up.
Yeah.
Then you dig another one. Then you cover it up. Then you dig another one. Then you cover it up. Then you dig another one. And then you cover up. He said, you can wear the devil out. You can wear life out. You can. You can have a level of mental strength. A level of a wall built up. A structure that is set to withstand the test of time. Because it's proven that the older you go, the upward trajectory you're trying to make, the more difficult you're going against pressure.
In fact, physically,
the upward trajectory is usually against pressure, so it is tougher to move upward and it's easier to come down, all right, because of gravity and many gravitational forces. And that's the same way life is.
Yeah,
the older you get, the tougher it gets, and the stronger you must become.
You better not confirm.
And
you,
the word must,
it's a must,
because life doesn't reach us,
it doesn't, like we said, it throws you.
So if I'm going to define resilience, how do you define resilience?
Well, I have a long definition in my head, but I would simply say resilience is the ability to not let pain stop you,
regardless of the pain.
Just push through it. I mean, pain can be muzzing. Okay, I'm gonna put this out because I plan to put this out as a material on a different platform entirely. Before, that was the plan, but I said I was going to put this out on an entirely different platform before, but I'm going to give this to you. You see, there is no pain that can stop you. This is it. You can have pain that is strong enough to discourage you. You can have a kind of pain that is ugly enough to distract you, but you cannot have a kind of pain that is strong enough to stop you. The only person that can stop you is you.
And that's the difficult place to come to.
Yeah, you must eventually arrive at this place,
at that conclusion.
It has to happen
at some point.
Yeah, it has to happen.
And I know the demographic of people listening to this might be young folks and all of that, and then you're thinking about it like, oh, why is life this way? Why is life that way? But I can tell you this for free.
Yeah,
the earlier to terms with the idea that life is unfair, the better for you. Because once you get through that phase of self-awareness to understand how it works, it sort of like subtly prepares you,
yeah,
for what comes ahead.
Maybe not entirely,
but it gives you an
upper hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Let me give an example. There was one time I was in. Okay, I was serving, right?
Yeah.
During my service year, yeah. And my place of work to my home was an hour. So I spent an hour going to work. I spent an hour coming back on the road. I take about 2-3 bikes before I get to work. So imagine me getting to work, and now my boss still gives me a hard time about coming early. So I'm there by 8, he's saying I'm supposed to be there by 7:45. Sometimes I have to leave home because of Ibadan's traffic. I have to leave home like 6 sometimes, like very early hours where there are few people walking around. I'm already on the road trying to make it to work. Now, going through all of that, and I was falling sick. A lot was going on, and at some point it dawned on me, because at some point NYC gave me query at work. They gave me query in the same week.
Whoa.
My money hand, see everything. Whoa. That could go wrong went wrong, and I got the point. I just that day I just sat down and I was like,
what? I know the feeling though.
I can't even ask why. I can't ask. I'm like, how did I get here? Like, I want to retrace my steps. How?
Where did I miss it?
How did I get into this? How did I get far deep into this mess? Jesus.
So I
realized from that life can really be unfair.
Yeah.
I know you have to really speak up for yourself. So I spoke to a friend of mine, Adenike. Yeah. Shout out to Adenike. Really great person. I called her that day.
Mm-hmm.
She called me and asked me, how am I? Guy. I transferred aggression. I was ranting. And she just kept quiet. Allowed me go on for about 20 minutes. I realized I was screaming now. So I kept a countdown and I said, I'm sorry. And then she just asked, have you eaten? I said, no, I don't even have money. So she sent me, I think, 2K.
Whoa.
Really good person. 2K.
Yeah.
She said, this entire 2K, use the entirety to eat. I'll send you another money tomorrow, but this 2K, use it to go and eat. And I went, I bought amala, abula, coke, water, chicken. I went all out. See, when I was done eating, I looked up, I was like, okay.
And now, is it?
Life felt a bit better, you know. everything felt a bit lighter. I was like, okay. Maybe I can do this.
Now, we feel different.
Yes! I tell people, whatever you are going through,
eat first.
Eat
yo
first.
It helps to build resilience. We are going to talk about that later.
We are going to get it more. That's how you can see
fronts.
I don't know how else
to
put it, but I am is proven and tested.
Yeah,
that is how you are. See, when you eat finish, now you can see your problems. I will weigh your options.
I'll solve them.
I think it was there I realized that life is unfair.
Life is
very unfair.
Yeah,
and resilience is regardless. That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless.
You have to push through.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless of whatever. That's the word I want to really shine light on.
Yeah,
because we're not saying that life would go great for you.
Yeah. We're not saying it won't either.
We're not saying it won't. Alright, some people have been living soft life for their lives, and that's good. But I'm telling you, a level of mental. You are in this Nigeria, you don't have mental strength.
Can you imagine? How do you do it?
God.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
Because you are in trouble.
Yeah. Foundational.
My brother says, if you're born a black man, that's minus one. If you're born in Africa, minus two. You're born in Nigeria, minus three. Like, you are 3 steps
behind.
Maybe if you give your life to Christ, you can.
But make up.
You, but I bet.
At a disadvantage.
Already.
Yo.
You are not saying you don't build up your mental capacity.
Yeah.
You are in trouble.
Yeah, man.
You will see shaggy banza. I know what I'm laughing about. I know what I'm laughing about it now, but
yeah, but really, really.
Ha!
And it feels like all these things we say, it feels like we're reading it off a book, but I can tell you that it's tested and trusted. I can confidently assure you that resilience is something that, not just even as a Nigerian, I feel like even in the Christianity we talked about the other time, there are certain times where the faith you have needs to be built
on the rock.
That's why you have verses of scripture like Jude verse 20 that says building up your muscle. So it means certain times your faith can get dilapidated, can need upgrading, so you need resilience to get back up.
I'm about to say something so profound.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Preach, Pastor.
If there is going to be an upgrading, there's going to be a testing.
Yeah, yeah, very true.
Because
very
the true. Proof that you're ready to go to the next level, next phase of life, is that you've tested and you've passed
Totally agree.
If there's going to be an upgrading, that's going to be testing.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I've come to learn that sometimes when I get to the next level of life, I usually prefer the previous level of life. It's always easier. No matter how difficult it was now, when I get to the next phase, I'll consider this phase easier.
Yeah.
When I was in secondary school, I felt getting to the university, it'll get easier. I mean, but when I got there, I was like, secondary school, oh my goodness. I left uni, I was like, okay, you know what? Outside life was better. I got outside life, man, uni
was heaven.
It was heaven.
Yeah.
And I found that, and that's the fundamental part of growth. Because if you're going to experience growth, you're going to go through challenges. Yeah. Now, the reason why we're talking about resilience, let me tell you why. If you don't have a level of mental strength, people lose themselves in the storm. So to come out of that storm unshattered is where the resilience comes in. There's something that Maya Miku said. Maya Miku is so profound. Maya Miku said, if we keep saying failure is a part of success, but there's a level you fail to, it affects your self-esteem not to be able to conceive the possibility of success. So fail reasonably, fail forward, fail consciously, but don't fail too much. That's to tell you that in the midst of storm, people lose themselves. People get carried away in storms,
recognize the way,
and they come out of that storm a different person. Sometimes in a good way,
sometimes in a bad way.
So when we're talking about resilience, I'm telling you from experience, this is pivotal. This is important. This is as important as it gets. You need to have a level of mental resilience. Now I'm going to get straight into it. How do you do that?
Okay, I have this to say. I genuinely believe that you cannot get the best out of your person if you've not done two things to your mind. Number one is to master how to work your mind under pressure. And number two is to make your mind process pain.
Work yourself through the pain.
Yeah. Work under pressure. I mean, work your mind under pressure in the sense that there are certain times where you are not prepared for certain things. Like we talked about the other time. Life throws at you certain things. You must be able to think on your feet, come up with certain things. They may not be permanent solutions, but it can get you out of that problem at the time. That's one. And then you must be able to process pain. Sometimes your pillars that you feel like you can rely on will disappoint you.
Yeah,
that's the sad thing about life.
Man, we
naturally
disappoint.
So in as much as I would try to advertise having structures, I will also tell you that you must learn to process pain, because sometimes those structures, not out of anything, they will just
work.
Fluctuate. They do. They just not that they don't work. Not that they don't work, but they just
fluctuate all the time.
So you must learn how to process pain at such times.
I remember there was a time, was it 2020? 2020.
Excuse me.
Yeah, 2020 August September.
I
had a suicidal attempt.
Can you imagine?
Now this is my own life. This is my own story.
Serious man.
This is where it gets serious, you know. I had a suicidal attempt. I've written about it before for people that follow my newsletter, and I was constantly in a dark hole, and there was no way around. You know, I felt like I was all alone, even though I had structures around me. That's to tell you how to. That's to buttress your point about processing pain, because I was going through pain. I wasn't processing it. I wasn't working it. I was just I was burying it, thinking it would go. And this is what my friend said one time. He said, moving on and healing are not the same thing. Because I wasn't healing, I was trying to move on. Moving on and healing are not the same thing. There's certain times you need to sit your ass down and deal with it. Yeah. It is when you've dealt with it, you can say you've moved on. But most people these days, in my generation, are moving on and not healing.
And then it comes back to home.
And then it comes back in a bigger
and
stronger way. Uh-huh. So I was in a place where it was really bad and I was ready to really end it all. And I mean, grateful God I didn't. But I came out of that experience to learn that if I don't sit myself down, walk myself step by step through pain, I might, as a matter of fact, I might lose myself in the process. And it's something my uncle said again. My uncle has been like a mentor. I've learned a lot of things from him. Shout out to him again.
Shout out, man.
Amazing man. And he said something. He said, whenever you're in a hole like that, the first thing you do is stop digging.
See, profound. Profound. Yo.
When you are in a dark hole, the first thing you do is stop digging. Because in an attempt to save yourself, you keep digging, you keep going deeper and deeper. What it means by stop digging is seek help, talk to someone. Stop digging. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. If you in processing pain, I also talk about ways you can deal with resilience, but this is very important. Processing pain.
Processing pain.
Very first important. Thing you do is what? Stop digging. Seek help. Talk to someone. You don't need to have it all figured out. But talk to someone that can now walk you through a step-by-step process to get out of the hole. But the first thing you do is stop digging.
So
what I've learned now is that whenever I'm in a problem, is that I pray? You have the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Right?
I do too.
Exactly.
Amazing stuff.
Is that I do that?
Yeah.
And even probably after doing that, I still talk to friends.
Yeah.
All right. Very I talk to mentors.
Very
because you cannot save yourself from your own mess. That's what I found out. You need someone that is not involved in that mess
to help you clean it up. Yeah.
So when I'm in that kind of fix, what I do is reach out to people, because that's what I mean by stop digging. All right. I process pain that way. I hear people's perspective, and I feel like each time God speaks to me, and that gives me strength. You know, His words give me strength. When I hear the counsel of God over an issue, I'm ready to move on. I know that's final. Yeah. All right. So I think in processing pain, that's very important. Yeah. I wanted to mention that. Another way I know you can build resilience is give yourself to knowledge.
Yeah.
Build a mental capacity. All right. Give yourself to knowledge.
And this level is underestimated.
Give yourself to knowledge.
Yeah.
I have read about mental health. I have watched videos on it. I've given myself to resources. I know the tendencies. I know the symptoms. I can see the patterns. I am very self-aware. I can see the patterns. I can see it coming a mile away. So I see it coming a mile away. I might not have the strength to stop it, but if I see it coming a mile away, I reach out to someone.
Yeah. For help,
so it helps. Yeah. All right, so give yourself to knowledge. Give you have a level of mental capacity to be under stress, think under stress, find solutions under stress.
Yeah,
that's something that is so very underrated. Important. We need to get to a point in our generation where we understand that these things sometimes you need wisdom, and wisdom is the application of knowledge. Sometimes you're lacking in knowledge on what to do, you're lacking know-how.
Yeah,
do you understand? Yeah. So give yourself to mental to knowledge, and it increases your mental capacity. It creates a level of self awareness. It increases your mental strength. So when issues come, when life comes, you're not perturbed. You are at a certain level of understanding that you're able to say, "Nah, this too shall pass." This too shall pass.
Yeah,
good or bad.
This too shall pass, good or bad.
It's bad, it will pass.
It's good,
it will pass. Life is constantly in motion.
It changes.
It changes
dynamically.
It's constantly in motion. This too shall pass. That's a level of mental strength that everybody needs to attain.
Yeah.
As a young person, it's tough, trying to navigate life.
You need it.
Trying to navigate life, you need to let you get to a point where you know this too shall pass. I will get out of this and I'll get out of this stronger.
Yeah.
I don't know what life will throw at me tomorrow. See, you cannot control how life happens to you. You can only control how you reacted.
Mm-hmm.
You can only control your perspective, the way you see it, the way you handle it, the way you give it, the way you fix it. You can only, give yourself to a level of mental strength. Telling you. So coping mechanisms are how do I put it down? If we're going to talk about a few coping mechanisms, I do. I listen to songs. I pray.
Yeah.
I talk to God. All right. I pray. Not to sound religious. I pray.
Yeah, I do.
You should. Pray. I pray. I sing songs and I travel.
Yeah.
You know, for
traveling
me,
helps.
Yeah, traveling helps. Okay. Every time. I tell people, if I'm going through it, I travel. I move around. A new environment gives me a clear perspective. A messy environment. If I'm trying to fix something, I can't be in that environment. So if I see that this environment is not healthy for me to be able to think and get myself out of this mess, I travel to another environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now try from that environment. Now retrospectively look at what the mess I left back and try to fix it. So I travel. So what are life hacks that works for you?
I pray too. It's my go to move every single time.
It's the best advice I can give.
The first resolve actually. So when I pray, most times I have to speak with someone. I never fight alone.
I understand that you want to have an independent mindset, but God and life is not. You can't do it alone.
Yeah, yeah, you cannot.
You need relationships. You need people. Your highest level of resource is people.
Very important.
So talk to people.
So I was even going to say about prayer. A certain man of God in this nation, I can't even seem to remember now. He was like, prayer is earthly permission for heavenly interference.
Yes.
Yeah. So you give God room. Yeah, so you give God room to help you. Aside prayer, aside talking to people, I was also going to say this. You see, whenever you're about to stop fighting, remember why you started in the first place.
Yes.
Yeah, so you look back on those things that used to motivate you, what you love.
If you wonder why I value my peace of mind, I look at how much it took me to get here.
Exactly.
It's never what nothing is worth going losing back. Nothing is going to be. I look how much. I'm serious. Yeah. This is why I avoid conflict. I avoid a lot of things.
Yeah.
I look at how much it took me to get here, and I know that it's nothing is worth losing that over.
Yeah.
And how much I'm enjoying this now. Yeah. Nothing is worth losing that. I keep telling people, you don't give me money, you don't give me jobs, you don't pray for me. You're not in my close circle. You can't stress me.
You cannot.
You cannot stress me.
I do not give you that power.
It's not possible. I will avoid you. Evade you. So, I don't know. I hope you've learned a thing or two. But really out of time. I hope you've learned a thing or two. Please.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going through, if you're in a dark space, stop digging. Stop digging. Talk to someone.
Can I say something to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to put this too. You know, feelings are too fickle to be pointers to destiny. All right. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling something and you feel like, okay, this is how I'm feeling and I'm going to act based on that, you're most likely going to end up wrong.
Mm.
We are not designed to act on impulses. The fact that you're feeling depressed does not mean you should do something to sort of like put about a permanent end such as suicide. Someone said something, he said suicide is a permanent solution for a temporary problem. You know, so you cannot just act based on how you're feeling at the moment. Depression really does not last that long. It does not, nothing lasts that long, you understand? So feelings are too fickle. The fact that you're feeling sad, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling sorrowful, you're feeling depressed, that's not how you are. That's not your nature. You are not depressed. You're feeling depressed. You are not sad. You're feeling sad. So don't take any drastic action. Separate the feeling from you, who you are, your personality. So that's what I have to say.
Man, we're really out of time. I wish we could speak more about these things.
Yeah.
If you want to reach out, you can reach out to any one of us on IG.
Yeah.
Dr_TimLing.
Yeah.
Reach out to me. I would definitely be glad to walk you through some things, some practical measures I've employed in my own life.
Yeah.
I hope you've learned a thing or two.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah. See God next bless time. You.
All right,
guys.
Wishing you the best. I'm rooting for you guys. Thank you for joining again. This has been Mirror Conversations on Unscripted with Timmy. All right. Thank you. God bless you. Toodles.
Yeah.
You're not alone. You are not alone. I promise. You know how most times life is a lot and there's so much pressure and we can't seem to breathe, literally. And sometimes it feels like we are drowning and drowning and just drowning. And other times it feels like I'm sinking into nothingness, into this huge dark hole, a bottomless pit, and I just can't help it. And sometimes it's the shame from doing the things I don't want to. Other times it's how I silently wish I do not exist and how my life makes no sense and I just want to take it. You see, like me, I know you too have had these days. You probably still do. Your arms are probably still flaying, asking for help, trying to seek help, fighting. I see you. I promise. I see. I see the distress signal your eyes are sending out. I see how tired you are. I see. God knows I do. I see you. So come here. Come here. Come here, you kindred spirits. Come here. You are not alone. Allow me sit with you in this dark. I do not have the answers, but I can share my journey. Maybe, just maybe, it will be your light in this dark tunnel. So come, I'm rooting for you. Stillness. Thank you.